You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschooling Kids Weekly Leader Training, helping you teach your kids the big story of the Bible.
Welcome back once again. On this episode, we're covering Unit 27, Session 4, Jesus Returned to Heaven, primarily from Matthew 28 and Acts chapter 1. So this is one where we start lapsing into the book of Acts, where we're going to pick up in following weeks, of course. We'll be there for quite a while, interspersing some epistles and so forth along the way. So, Karen, Jesus returned to heaven. What's the big idea here? What happened?
All right. Well, we know here we're combining the Great Commission and the Ascension. So we know Jesus gave his followers a mission to go into all the world and tell people about him. And then he went back to heaven.
All right. So again, a few episodes ago, I mentioned the Harmony of the Gospels, a helpful tool that kind of helps you figure out the chronology of the gospel accounts. And I'm going to mention that again here because a lot of times there's some confusion about what happened at the very end of Jesus' earthly life before he ascended. And so that resource is really helpful because you have five books now involved here. You have all four Gospels that end with a commission of some form. And you have Acts, which kind of begins, and they overlap. And so while Luke and Acts kind of feed together because Luke, of course, wrote both, and a lot of people consider Luke part one and Acts part two of his two volumes, but one kind of writing. As we see here, Matthew will overlap. The end of Matthew is actually the same that's happening at the very beginning of Acts. So there's overlap here and a little bit of confusion because Jesus sends the disciples to Jerusalem and they're in Judea. Where are they at? So again, if you have any questions or if it's something where you've kind of just curious about it or you're anticipating your kids asking questions, get your hands on a copy of the Harmony of the Gospels. There are many different versions, and that might be helpful for you here. So any areas of caution or extra prep time? Let's talk about that. Karen, do you have anything in mind?
Yeah, for our preschool leader guide, there's an activity called List Promises, and I'm really excited about this. It's not a hard activity, but I'm excited to see churches do it. So basically, kids are going to list promises that people make to them. But then we offered some scripture references for promises in the Bible. And so, you know, we'll obviously the leader will look those up since most of your little guys won't be able to find verses in the Bible. Yeah, probably not any of them. But anyway, and so the idea is to kind of train little ones to lean in on the promises of God, you know, to go to God's word. What does it say? Here's a promise he's made. I'm going to trust in that promise. So I think that's worth doing. And again, gets kids, as we've talked about before, so important to get them actually interacting with the Bible. So another activity is to hear a testimony. And so we're encouraging you to invite one or more guests to tell their conversion story. And I put this is in the leader guide, but just want to make sure that they're actually emphasizing the gospel. I think sometimes when we share a testimony, it's really, we focus on the story of how they came to faith, but people come to faith through believing in the gospel. So we want to make sure that that is the emphasis there. And put two, because the idea is about telling the gospel, it's great if you can hear from someone who was converted and also the person who led them to Christ. That might be hard to find, but if you can, that would be a really cool thing for kids to hear. And two, I think it's just really great for your leaders, you as leaders and your co-teachers, to share their testimony with kids, how they came to faith, you know, even as preschoolers, because that's something we want to happen, you know, in their lives eventually.
Karen, that's a really good point. And I can remember now, I heard somebody one time was two people sharing the story of how the one person came to Christ, the person who led that person to Christ. And they did it in a way they were interchanging back and forth. And it was so fascinating to hear, hey, this is what was going on, you know, from the person who heard the gospel, for example, you know, so-and-so, they invited me to go to this thing and I didn't know if I wanted to go. And then flipped and the person inviting saying, and I invited and I was nervous. And so it's just really fun and helpful to hear how God used all of that, you know, to help bring that person to trusting in Christ. So yeah, it's a great thing. If somebody can do that, that would be really fun.
Yeah, and amazing to see how the Lord will use our tiny little acts of faithfulness that, you know, may seem insignificant or, you know, may be really hard for us, and he'll use them. Okay, so for babies and toddlers, one of the activities is to taste, like make taste-safe clouds with whipped cream. So, again, messy, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And then painting with cotton balls is another thing. So another, you know, mess warning, but the encouragement to embrace it. And then also one of the activities is to look at books about Jesus's mission. So you'll need to gather some Bible story books, but also it would be cool to provide some pictures of missionaries that your church supports, you know, just to help them, you know, start thinking about the gospel going out from an early age.
All right, I'm sorry, you just lost me with the eating whipped cream activity. I'm just kind of still focused on eating whipped cream. All right, so one other kind of big idea that I just want to give a word of caution to, and it's funny, we talked about this as a team as we were kind of prepping this session.
We did. You corrected all of our stuff.
Well, I wouldn't say correct. Just clarify. It's more of a clarification. So we will often hear people take the formula given to us in Acts 1, from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the ends of the earth. And we'll flip that. We'll say, okay, well, what is your Jerusalem? Well, for us, Karen, it would be, say, Nashville.
Yeah.
Nashville, Tennessee, where we live in this area. And then what's your Judea? Your Judea may be Tennessee itself. And then your Samaria may be Kentucky. That's a good comparison. My wife's from Kentucky. Before we get any angry emails.
Oh, man. Yeah.
And then the ends of the earth, of course, that's our foreign missions. And it feels helpful. It seems helpful, and it may not be bad. It's good to get our people thinking about, you know, being on mission, but that's not what this passage means. Jerusalem was Jerusalem, a city in the Middle East. Judea was Judea, a region in the Middle East. Samaria was Samaria, a region in the Middle East. And here's the thing. Here's why this matters. The ends of the earth includes the United States of America, where we and most of our listeners probably are. Why does this matter? I believe it matters because two reasons. One, this is the formula for the book of Acts. This is what we see happening here. Some people would argue that is actually the outline for the Acts narrative. So it matters for that reason. But also, I'm always concerned that we feed into a Western-based Christian faith mindset. Christianity, in its origin, is a Near Eastern religion. We have to understand this. As we study scripture, it matters that we are interpreting properly through that lens and then applying to our context, wherever it may be. And for me, this helps us remain humble. We are the fruit of faithful discipleship. We are the fruit of Jesus' followers being obedient to fulfill this commission that was given to them to take the gospel to the ends of the earth, because, again, we are part of those ends. And so for us, this is just a way to remain humble and to respect all ethnicities. We have to be careful about this myth that runs throughout the American church, especially, that we are the savior of the world, that all missions is U.S., Let me restrict that even more. Usually thought of as white-based Christian missions efforts. And I hope as you're listening, you can hear, and I hope you're cringing because you recognize, oh no, that's not good. That's not true. So what we don't want to do is just help, in a bad way, feed this into our kids' thinking and imaginations. I would rather them see the beauty of us being the fulfillment of this rather than us being the origin of this commission. And again, for all those reasons. So again, Karen, did I correct you guys? No, I wouldn't call it correcting. There's nothing wrong with applying it that way.
Yeah, I did say to you, I was like, every pastor I've heard use this as an illustration in the sermon, dismiss it.
Well, again, if they've done a good job of explaining kind of hopefully what I just explained, then it's fine as an application. But I've often heard it rush. That's not how I hear it. I often hear it just like, all right, here's what we read in scripture. All right, now here's what we need to do. What's our Jerusalem? And they bypass what it really means. They bypass this. I think it's just a profound truth. We are the fruit of faithful missions efforts.
Yeah. I think that's so true. And again, too, just how we so can see things through that Western lens and think that, like, we're the hope for the world, and we're so not.
Exactly.
I mean, eventually, you know, and probably already, I'm sure missionaries are coming to the U.S. from other nations. So, yeah.
Yeah, and we could use them, couldn't we?
For sure.
So yeah, I just wanted to kind of share that and as just as a word of caution. Hopefully it's something that will encourage you listening. Hopefully it's something that if you've never really thought about it before, maybe it gives you something kind of to chew on and hopefully encourages you to see the beauty of the gospel and the beauty of God work to save us, the great lengths he's gone through and the faithfulness of those who've gone before us. All right, so let's shift gears and wrap this conversation up. What are we excited about God potentially doing through this session? Karen, what are you excited about?
Well, definitely the emphasis of this session is mission, but I really love how the story ends. It says, one day he will come back again in the same way. And so I've said this before, but I hope that our kids long for Jesus' return. And you know, too, that like that will inspire them to, you know, lay it all out on the field, you know, as we wait for that day, just to give our all, you know, serving our King, waiting for him to come back.
Good, good. For me, it kind of the same thing, Karen. It's that idea that this week we have a chance, the opportunity to remind our kids of the mission that God has given them. If they have trusted in Christ, this is going to be more for our kids' ministry than our preschool ministry. But if they have trusted in Christ, then they're on mission. I will often talk about this, that there are no... I don't see a JV church in Scripture. I see a church, and that church includes all who have repented their sins and trusted in Jesus and been made new in Christ. They've been given a mission. And so if you have an 8-year-old in your group who has trusted in Christ, she is on mission. She is a missionary. She has been called to this task, this privilege and responsibility at once. And so this week, you have an opportunity to remind your kids, encourage them, stretch them, value them, let them know their worth and their value, that God can and wants to use them to bring about change in others through the sharing of the gospel. And so to me, it's a chance that we can honor our kids by respecting them and who Christ has made them as their identity in Christ as new creatures because of him. So I'm excited about that. All right, so let's wrap up there. I want to thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Leader Training. We hope that you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool. And for more helpful resources, visit gospelproject.com.